important. It's always important to add talent to your team, and you know we got a good player here, so the more the merrier.
He's a smart guy, seems to be. Vanderbilt, at least his perception there, is seen as a kind of a leader, captain type. Do you value that in your secondary?
He's extremely smart now, and that's the one thing that that I really liked about him when I talked to him at the combine. He understood what they were doing. He communicates at a high level on the field, and that's one area that you always want to make sure that you have a lot of guys communicating so we could be on the same page with the checks. He understands what the offense is trying to do to him at all times. He can really smell routes and knows what the receivers are doing. So he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to come in and have opportunity to help our football team. I mean, you can look at the South Carolina game. He played really, really well that game. But every game I put on, I saw things that I liked. I saw just the way that he handled himself. He's a very mature man on the field. He's constantly bringing his teammates up. He's constantly making plays. And he understands his limitations, and he understands what he does well. And so, he's a mature football player at a young age. The thing is, the ball skills are the number one thing. He can get the ball. I'm not going to discuss limitations. That's for you to look at the film and figure out. But I like a lot of what he does, and he's going to help us in a lot of ways. And just like I said, being a smart football player takes care of a lot. Oh, he's a willing tackler. He's a willing tackler. He will put his nose in there. He has a complete game. He has a complete game, and there's not many holes that I really found when I was evaluating him.
Is he a guy who could come in and play right away, be a difference maker right away, or is this a draft and develop kind of guy?
Well, I look at everybody in my room having an opportunity of playing. So he's going to be added to the room, and they will decide who plays and who doesn't by the way they practice on training camp. That's not my decision. Whoever plays the best will play. Whoever doesn't will watch.
Joe, what does it do for that group? I mean, Tremont obviously played hurt after that first game. Sam, I don't know how you viewed Sam's season, but it wasn't as impressive from the outside as it was in 2010. What kind of message does this send you?
I don't think it sends a message to him. Okay, this is the NFL. All right, everybody wants your job. Somebody wants my job. And, you know, if we don't perform, somebody will come get your job. And so that's all it is, you know. But I don't think they're worried about him coming. And he shouldn't be worried about the people in the room. Everybody just come in, do your job, and everything will take care of itself. So, I don't really feel that they are saying, okay, we got Casey now, you know, I need to be worried. They just need to be worried because this is the NFL, and this is – what we do.
You know Charles better than all of us. Mm-hmm. How do you think he'd react to the idea of moving to safety if you guys end up really doing that?
The thing that we do with Charles, you know, the game plan dictates what he does. You know, it's been games where he's lined up at linebacker. You go back to the Philly playoff game, he lined up at Mike linebacker. It's been games he's lined up at safety already. It's been games he lines up at nickel, dime, corner. So the scheme and the game plan dictates where he lines up. So, that's a really moot point because he's going to line up where we need him that week.
Coach, are there things that young corners, and every player is different, but are there any tendencies that you always, once you get to camp, you got to coach out of the guys that are coming straight out of college? Any techniques that you notice that a lot of the young guys really need work on?
Well, the first thing is the bump level is different in college and the NFL. You know, you can't bump past five. So that's one thing that you really have to get them used to, making sure that they understand that once you have to tag a guy down, finishing plays that way, just the basis of the transition between college and the NFL. But one thing about this young man, he's extremely smart. And so he's a cerebral young man, so he's going to understand those things. I'm very confident about that, about him. I'm just, you know, ready to get him in that room and to really see if he can digest this playbook. We have a massive playbook, and the quicker he can learn it, the better opportunity he'll give himself.
He's a corner and a free safety, or just a corner?
A corner or a free safety?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, you might know something I don't. But
bio says cornerback, free safety.
Okay.
If you see
what kind of coverage do they play, and what style of cornerback is he?
What style of cornerback is he?
And what kind of coverage did he play generally?
Well, he understands. You know, he understands zone coverages, two, the threes. He can play man. He can get up there and press. He can play off. The thing that impressed me the most is he understood concepts. He, you know, you couldn't really run a play at him a number of times. He if you ran it at him one time, he saw it, he understood it, and was able to make an impactful play on the ball when it came at him again. So he is a guy that will fit in multiple teams, which should have been happy with this kid, because he can fit in a number of different schemes and has the ability to be successful in them.